Hey, mate, welcome to you. There's always plenty happening.
We haven't got time for welcomes, Joey.
Straight into it.
Straight into it. Oh. We often like a little bit of banter off the top, don't we?
Oh, but is this serious
not
today?
No.
I bring
hello,
too much.
The man you're about to introduce has been on the phone all morning. I've hardly had a word into him. He wants to get a few things off his chest, I think.
For whatever reason, I don't even have to bring you guys current material. I can bring you material from 20 years ago that actually... is big news.
Let's treat it seriously because you were the focus of an event, the 1996 North Melbourne Premiership Reunion.
Great
held
couple of days.
At Yarraville Pub on Saturday. Reported on Monday that you had an altercation.
Well, one of the what's his name? Who broke the story?
It was Sam Edmund.
The first story said came to blows. Now, that's factually incorrect, so there were no blows. There was a firm conversation. Altercation, I think, is even too firm to say that that occurred. Firm conversation. What he left out of the story, I think everyone knows that Steve-O and I aren't best mates. That's not a puzzle. So why this keeps coming up, I don't know. What he did leave out was that at the end of the night or the evening or late afternoon, whatever it was, Steve-O and I actually had a couple of beers together and left together. So we were standing out the front, both waiting for our respective Ubers to leave the particular venue. So he left that out. So it sounds like we've had this massive blow up and an altercation and, as he said, come to blows, which clearly was factually incorrect. So we leave together. So he leaves that out. He also leaves out the fact that, now, I don't know whether Steve-O was upset the next day or not, and that's why he didn't come to the motorcade. What I do know that Steve-O...
And the motorcade being that the pre-North Melbourne-Adelaide match where the players from the 96 game were celebrated at Marvel Stadium.
Correct. And what I do...
And you attended that.
Yes. And what I do know about that, my understanding, and I've spoken to Arch, and I've spoken to Kingy, and I've spoken to heaps of other players that are close with Steve-O, as well as... some of those players I'm close with, and Steve-O wasn't well. He'd had a reasonable night, be fair to say. We all had a reasonable day. Steve-O may be bigger than others. So he didn't attend the Sunday. The other thing that if there was a big issue and this big thing that it had happened and it had upset all of these teammates of mine and everyone else, on the Sunday, I sat there with Darren Crocker. I sat there with Danielle Laidley, sat there with Glenn Archer, sat there with Sholey, all mutual. Some of them really mutual friends of both of ours. If I'd upset the apple cart or they were really disappointed with what had occurred on that day, then that next day would not be happening. So it's been blown into something that it absolutely wasn't. And that's disappointing. And it's not disappointing for me. This is what really hurts every single time. So when Dills like Sam over-exaggerate something that's happened, who it affects, what he doesn't realise is it affects Steve-O's daughters. It affects my daughters and not my son because he's only young, but it affects then family members and everyone else. That's what these types of things do. Who cares if Steve-O and I had a firm conversation together? How is that an actual story?
Are you able to clear up what it was?
What
you
is
did,
an actual
what
story?
What you did say now that it has been made public? I mean, and if it doesn't benefit what you're alluding
to,
no.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation about Steve-O. I was worried about him, and I said I'm worried about you, and he said, well, he obviously took a little bit of umbrage to me saying I was worried about him. He probably thought maybe the word
you contributed.
Maybe the word. Well, of course. Yeah. But I said I'm worried about, I want him to look after himself just like people want me to look after myself. Now, he took a little bit of umbrage to that. But to say that it was a massive altercation or came to blows and then we left there and everyone was upset with everyone and it was a big thing is totally incorrect. So that's the disappointing part about it. So it's not a story. It wasn't a story. And it still isn't a story. And I hope I've just cleared up that once again, this has been blown into something that it absolutely wasn't.
Is it fair that players can have a private matter that could stay private? Or do you think it's fair, the reporting on that story?
Again, I hadn't heard. I mean, it's fair to say we'd spoken, didn't we, after the story was reported. So as always, Joey, there's versions of events flying around and the truth's somewhere in the middle. We've now got Duck's version. And I'm comfortable with what Duck has said there. Absolutely. I mean, we know the history of the situation. We know that it is always going to be talked about. Duck's
I'm not
version.
Sure why it should always be talked about.
I get what you're saying, Duck.
It doesn't make sense.
No. But there was a reunion, and obviously something happened. And look, some people argue, and Sam, I'm not here to defend Sam. As I've said, he's a very good journalist, Darker. You've said that what he reported.
Well, he's let himself down.
Well,
on
that
this.
And that's your version of that, yep. And that's fair enough for you too.
You know what, Sam? We all have bad days. You've had a shocker.